Thanks, Dave. 702-957 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Thursday morning, that means our WSJM Sports road trip makes another stop around Southwest Michigan. And our stop this morning brings us to Hartford High School as we talk Hartford Indian Athletics. The road trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats. You can visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zixmeats.com. United Way of Southwest Michigan inviting you to get in the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And Realtor Ryan Arndt, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Arndt, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year, 470-6666, or visit RyanArndt.com. We'll start quickly with Athletic Director Nick Blackmer here at Hartford. Thanks for having us. It was a fun time last year. Looking forward to talk some Indian Athletics again here this morning.
Yeah, thank you as well, Phil. We enjoy having you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being here. And we were talking a little bit about the winter sports season that you're in right now. But overall, so far, you're about halfway through the school year right now, and you take a look at what happened back in the fall and some of the good things here in the winter season so far. It's been a good year.
It's been a fantastic year. Our participation numbers are excellent. In the fall, we had over a third of our kids participating in educational athletics, and it's the same this winter. So kids are out and participating, and obviously when the kids are out doing that, it's great for the academics. And that goes a long ways.
You and I were talking off the air. We were talking about, the big news in high school athletics right now is, kids transferring from one school to another. And, when the school of choice thing started and then kids were transferring for supposed athletic reasons, I started asking out loud. It's like, whatever happened to community pride, where, kids played for their hometown school. And when I think of community pride, one of the areas in Southwest Michigan I can think of first is Hartford. There's an awful lot of community pride here.
There's no question about that. And I think a lot of that has to do with our great community. When you have parents that were raised here, they bleed green and white. And the thought of, heading east or west or north or south and putting on a different uniform is not even a topic of conversation that is allowed at the dinner table. Every athletically related transfer might have a different set of situations. And that's I wouldn't want to be Jack Roberts from the MHSA making those decisions, because they do a great job, and it's never a perfect situation, but I wouldn't want to be him.
No, I fully understand. Before we let you go and talk competitive cheer, you're the athletic director here at Hartford, but also the boys soccer coach. I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about your soccer team.
I've said it to everybody. I'm the luckiest coach in the district. We have fantastic kids, not just on the soccer team, but here in Hartford in general. And we have 30 young men on our soccer team that work hard and have a lot of pride in our community, and represent us well, not only on the field, but also in the classrooms as well. And not only are they great athletes, but they're also fantastic human beings. And when I have a busy schedule in the fall, the favorite part of my day is 3:15 when I get to see those guys out on the field.
And you mentioned hard work athletically and academically. And, what I've noticed here with a lot of the student athletes at Hartford is they're doing very well in the classroom as well.
Absolutely. One of the two big pushes that we have is, we run our weekly eligibility reports. And we also instituted this year a kind of a Thursday warning. So the staff gets those as well. And we have just an outstanding staff here that supports educational athletics. And they do everything they can to help our kids. One thing I wanted to mention too, just kind of a compliment to our staff. And, high school principal Dave Janicki has instituted a CPR training for all of freshmen. So right now, all of our sophomores are CPR certified. Half of our freshmen are CPR certified. The other half will be CPR certified by the end of the year. So half of our school will be CPR certified by the end of the year.
Wow. Is it tough to keep Dave off the football field, by the way?
Dave loves all sports, but, he was a great football coach. He's a great high school principal. And, he's... he's retired to the level of advice rather than whistleblowing.
Good for him. Well, Nick, we appreciate you having here. Good to see you.
Yep, great. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to transition right into cheerleading here at Hartford, and Olivia Zimmer, Brianna Johnson, and Mariah Chancellor are here joining us. And ladies, thanks for getting up early and joining us, and it was a compliment from your athletic director. He said, we're going to start off with the cheer ladies because the ladies are more reliable than the guys. And so here you are, bright and early and ready to go. But thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course. Excited.
Good to see you guys. Now you've got competitive cheer and sideline cheer, the three of you. Do any of you do both, or is it just one?
Yeah, for me, I do both. And this was my first year doing sideline and competitive, so they're both new things for me.
Okay, all right.
I do both, too. I've been on sideline cheer for my whole high school career and then competitive cheer for 2 years.
Okay.
I only do competitive, and I'm a four-year varsity athlete. For competitive.
Outstanding. I'll have you guys talk more about this. I've seen some, whether it's competitive cheer meets or what you do with sideline cheer, and I've always made the comment to be on the cheer squad, either one, you have to be a pretty amazing athlete just because of what you do physically. Talk a little bit about some of the demands there are being a whether it be competitive or sideline cheer. It's not just going out there and waving pom-poms. I mean, you guys are some of the best athletes I've seen.
Thank you. Well, definitely for me, what led me to do competitive, because this is my first year, it kind of became a big deal. And talking to the other girls, it's not just cheering and yelling. We have like 2.5 hour practices, and in those we stretch, splits. We always warm up. Well, normally we warm up for about like an hour or an hour and a half.
Wow.
And we do tumbling, so like back handsprings, back tucks. There's a lot that goes into it, and that's what really I liked about it, because it's an actual sport. I think competitive cheer kind of gets looked over as being a sport. But when I started going to the practices and talking to the other girls about it, it definitely stands alone as just being different, but very you have to meet a lot of standards to be able to do competitive cheer.
What are some of the physical demands for you guys?
Oh, well, one, you have to be strong, because you have to lift like other girls basically your size, and you have to have like strong leg muscles because you want to have good jumps. And I don't know, you just have to be really flexible too.
You also have to be able to cheer from your diaphragm, because we can't be screaming loud like little girls. We have to sound lower. And you have to be able to move your arms like fast and sharp, or else it won't count as much. In competitive cheer, we could get deducted for being sloppy.
And there's also that trust factor. Whoever's being thrown up in the air or coming down from a pyramid, they're coming down, and somebody has to be there to catch them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that trust factor, too, isn't there?
Yeah.
Right. Like, for us, if the girl hits the ground, then we have to run a couple laps. But normally that doesn't happen. If any of her body parts hits the ground, then we have to run.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, any other sports that either one of the three of you have tried in the past, or maybe currently do still, other than cheer, any other sports that you've tried, whether you were growing up or in middle school and high school? Nothing?
I also play softball, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other sports?
I've tried softball, but not really. I've always been a cheerleader ever since Rocket Cheer, so.
Okay. All right.
I play soccer for Hartford, and I've always played volleyball, but then I switched to cheer this fall.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Now, the three of you, what grade are you in school? Seniors, junior?
We're all seniors.
All seniors. If the opportunity presented itself, and I've asked student athletes this before, if you had a chance to go on to be a a member of a cheer team in college, would you do it?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah?
I love the sport. It's by far one of my favorite sports, and I'd love to do it in college if I had the chance to.
Nice.
I would, too. It's kind of bittersweet that it's my last year here.
I love cheer, but I would play soccer in college.
You would. All right. Now, you said this is your first year doing competitive cheer.
Yes.
Right, Olivia? What prompted you, because you had done sideline, what prompted you to say, you know what, I'm going to give competitive a try?
Because I really liked sideline, and also our coaches are just so much fun, and they're really amazing. And so definitely the coaches, and just the fact that they always said that we want you to do competitive because you guys win. It's not just your football team winning. Now you guys win. You're the one who gets the recognition. So that's what led me to do competitive.
Now, Brianna or Mariah, one of you said you had done competitive, but this was the first year you had done sideline. For the two of you, which one have you done longer, competitive or sideline?
Competitive.
Okay. Now, what prompted you then to do sideline as well?
I don't do sideline.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're just the competitive.
Yeah.
And then what prompted you to do either one?
Just because I've always been a cheerleader for sideline, and then Coach Brittany, she kind of brought competitive to us, to like my attention, and it's just where you get to win, you know what I mean? It's always us cheering for the football players, and that's so fun, but winning by yourself is a lot of fun. So
now, in the competitive cheer season, how many meets have you competitions have you had so far?
So far we've only had three. Was it three?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Is it a long season?
Not really.
No, it's really fun. Like, all of us girls get along so well, so
yeah.
We're always excited to go to practice. We have a meet this Friday, so we're really excited for that.
Okay.
So now, that makes it go pretty quick.
Outside of practice, let's say you're hanging out at somebody's house, mm-hmm. or you're going to go down to the panel room or something like that, and then all of a sudden you think, hey, you know, let's work on something. Let's work on to see if we can do this or choreograph this routine or this. Do you find yourself doing that outside of practice on your own? You guys are smiling. I think I know what the answer is.
Yeah. I'm always, like, walking down the hallways, doing our cheers, because it's a lot to remember, because
We
have three rounds that we have to remember, and they have to be perfect, and we all have to be in sync, because one messes up, it's not good. I'm always doing my rounds.
Are you?
Yeah.
I can remember a time where we had team bonding at one of our friends' house, and the football players came too. So we were teaching them how to stunt. And I remember one of the guys trying to be a flyer, and it was just the most hilarious thing you could ever see.
No, the flyer is one being tossed?
Yeah.
Well, no, okay. Who's responsible for catching him? Hopefully one of the football players.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad, really?
Yeah.
Yeah? So do you find yourself just in your mind, on your own, in a friend's house, at home, just kind of going through things?
Oh, definitely. It's something that you have to think about. Because if you don't ingrain it in your brain when you're on the mat in that moment, it's just not going to come to you. So, yeah.
So, if you had a chance to be on a cheer squad in college, and perfect world, you had a chance to go to any college to be in cheer, what college would it be?
University of Michigan.
Okay.
I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it. Just anywhere, I guess. Just doing what I love.
All right.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Cool. All right.
I would go to the University of Michigan, too. When I was a little girl, I'm a diehard Michigan fan. It was my dream to be a Michigan cheerleader.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed on the lockers, everyone's got the stickers on there saying, I applied to this college. And I see a couple of Block M's over there, and I see some Grand Valleys and some Lake Michigan colleges, Ferris State. I see a Spartan head over there. My problem is, and I shouldn't bring it up because I've got Michigan fans on either side of me, I don't see a Block ND anywhere. We got to work on that. Ladies, thanks for coming in. So again, the next competition is tomorrow?
Yep, this Friday at Coloma at 5:30.
Oh, okay. And now usually those are pretty big meets as well.
Yes, this one's going to be pretty big.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on everything, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Our pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up from Hartford High School. It's The Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
A couple of locations in Southwest Michigan added to the Environmental Protection Agency's Superfund Sites Redevelopment Focus List. You know, some Congressman Fred Upton tells us this means the EPA views these sites as having the greatest expected redevelopment and commercial potential. These sites are the Aircraft Components property in Benton Harbor and Allied Paper in Kalamazoo. Upton says it's good news for Benton Harbor and Kalamazoo as it means there's a clear priority to expedite the work on those sites for the betterment of our economy and for commercial development. The former aircraft component site in Benton Harbor was the location of various manufacturing activities from the 1910s to the 1950s. It's on North Shore Drive. Students and others have had the chance to learn and think a little bit about privilege thanks to a program at Lake Michigan College this week. On Wednesday, they had a privilege walk at the college as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day week activities. Participants got in line, each took steps forward or back depending on whether different life circumstances applied to them. LMC diversity consultant Daddy Sledge telling us it was all to illustrate a point.
I really felt as if it demonstrated in a very clear and visual way that while we may all think we start at the same place, that things that occur in our lives that we have no control over actually do have an impact on where we may end up in life.
By the time the walk was over, participants were spaced out all over the gym. The State House has received a report from a task force investigating mental health treatment over the past several months. The force held meetings all around the state while speaking with doctors, law enforcement, advocates about how patients in need could be better served. Part of that battle was State Representative Mary Whiteford of the South Haven area.
I've got a lot of experience in mental health issues from being a nurse in a children's hospital to family to being on my local community mental health board and representing my county at the regional level as well.
Whiteford says she hopes to see a statewide hotline that could help direct families in crisis to resources in their community. House leadership will review the CARES Task Force recommendations to craft legislation in the year ahead. And the state legislature has overridden a veto by Governor Snyder for the first time. The bills he vetoed last year were regarding cutting the sales tax for people trading in a car for a new vehicle. House Speaker Tom Leonard says they had to override it.
I just think it's the right tax policy. I believe that our citizens deserve some tax relief. But moreover, I've never understood this gimmick of double and triple taxation on vehicles.
The governor says the veto override changes the state tax code without a way to pay for it and also challenges the fiscal responsibility his administration has demonstrated over the past 7 years. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time homebuyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor, Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Six, 7:20 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. A morning, the road trip, WSJM Sports road trip, has us at Hartford High School. Real quick check on scores in the quarters. A little bit late with that. Men's college basketball last night, Lake Michigan College defeated Grand Rapids Community College 89-81. Women's basketball had Lake Michigan College over Grand Rapids 64-59. In the NBA, the Pistons fell to Toronto 96-91. The Bulls lost to Golden State 119-112. One of our sponsors of the WSJM Sports road trip is the United Way of Southwest Michigan. We've talked so many times over the last several weeks about the efforts of United Way actually going out and seeking needs in Southwest Michigan. And when they seek those needs, they put their resources together and they look to solve those needs here in Southwestern Michigan, whether it be education-based or just basic needs or income-based or health-related as well. They've been living United for over 75 years here in Southwest Michigan. They have fought for the health and the education and the financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. All of us benefit from what the United Way means here in Southwestern Michigan. They support programs like the Bridge Academy, Jobs for Life, Project Learn, the Drop-In Center, the Homeless Shelter. They also help with holiday assistance. The list goes on and on and on. If you want to learn more about what the United Way means to Southwest Michigan, log on to UWSM.org. If you'd like to find out how you can volunteer and help out in Southwest Michigan through the United Way, go to UWSM.org. hartfordhighschool.org. Again, our road trip has us at Hartford High School. John Johnson is the boys basketball coach, and thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Nice win against Bloomingdale the last time out.
Yeah, we played well. That was our best game of the year so far.
I saw that when you would email the information. It's probably, you know, still early on the season, but probably one of the better efforts you've seen from the guys so far.
Yeah,
this year.
We put a full game together. We shot the ball well. We're still trying to get healthy right now. Trey Ackerman's still injured, but we had Evan Delarosa be able to come back for us that game and helped us with our depth.
And what you had four guys in double figures in
that. Four guys, yep. We hit 12 threes that game, so we shot the ball pretty well. It was nice being at home again.
Now, this boys basketball team, is it a veteran squad? Is it kind of a young squad this year?
We have a mix this year. We have a good group of seniors, but we have some young kids that contribute pretty well, too.
Okay. Who are some of the top performers for you this year so far?
Will Martinez is a four-year player for us. He's our leading scorer. He averages about 19 points a game. And then we have Garrett Johnson, who's also a senior. He does a good job down low for us with Moses Barraza, also our power forward. And then we have a good group of guards between Brandon Galvan, Evan Delarosa, Trey Ackerman. We have freshmen in there, Sinclair, who've all contributed pretty well to the team.
There's been a lot of tradition here at Hartford, and maybe you're not seeing the results early on so far, but there's been, and any sport for that matter, there's been a nice tradition here, and I know these guys, deep in their heart, want to keep that tradition rolling here with basketball as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's been this year, it's been a little bit frustrating with the way we've started, but we know that we're much better than the way we performed early in the season, so our last few games have hopefully been a good turning point for us this year, and the boys are ready. Really eager to keep the winning going here.
Who are some of the top teams in the conference, either you've seen or anticipate seeing this year?
We played Cassopolis. We lost a tough one down there to them. They're still undefeated in the league, still undefeated on the season. Everybody, you know, is very competitive in our league this year. If you don't come to play each night, you're not going to win.
Yeah, no cupcakes in the schedule.
There's no cupcakes,
huh?
No.
John Johnson is the boys basketball coach here at Hartford High School. The road trip is us here at Hartford as we talk Indians athletics. And I guess two things as far as what you've seen so far from this boys basketball team. What have you seen that you like? Have they surprised you a little bit in any aspect of the game?
One thing I have liked this year, because like I said, it has not started the way that we all had anticipated it to start, they've kept their heads up. They've kept pretty positive about how we're going to change things around, because like I've mentioned before, we are better than what we've played, so their attitudes and their demeanor have been really well so far this year.
And you know, as a coach, there's always, you could be undefeated. You could make it to a state championship game, and a coach will still say, we got to work on this and this and this. There's always something to work on. Perfection is very hard to reach. What are some of the things you'll want to see the guys work on in the second half of the season?
That's what we talk about daily. We got to learn to grind. You know, sometimes they just think that they're going to go out and make shots, but we got to grind every possession, every minute, every day, practice or game. They got to make sure they're grinding it out. So just, you know, go and compete in every minute of 32 minutes in each game.
Numbers-wise in the program, do you have all three levels or just JV and varsity?
We have all three levels. Nice. We've always had really good numbers for basketball. So, yeah, that's never been a problem for us here. So we have freshman, JV, and varsity.
Do you see the popularity at the lower levels, the elementary school kids wanting to, you know, just itching to play basketball here at Hartford High School?
Yeah, I mean, we have really good numbers in 7th and 8th, and our young kids, our youth programs with our 4th, 5th, and 6th are kicking off, and I think our 5th grade's upper 20s, our 5th grade's in the 20s, so yeah, there's a lot of numbers for basketball right now.
Now, like on Saturdays, do you have any situations where you have maybe the elementary schools have a practice or an organized get together, and some of the varsity players come and join them?
Yeah, we're trying to get more of that right now. Our elementaries practice during the week, and then they play on Saturdays. So we try to get down there and support them as much as we can.
Do you see the look in their eyes when some of the guys from the varsity team come in and they go, "Oh my gosh, that's so and so from the high school team"?
They really enjoy it. And
I bet they do.
They get pretty excited about that kind of stuff.
I bet they do. Maybe I'll just have you talk about, you mentioned William Martinez, your leading scorer. He's averaging about 19 points a game. And, you know, talk a little bit about him and what he brings to this team.
Yeah, he's a scorer. He finds every which way to score. He can shoot the ball pretty well, but he's a good leader to have out there. Like I said, he's been with us for 4 years now in the varsity program, and everybody in the area knows, William as a scorer. So he has a little bit more pressure added to him from there, but he's done a really good job getting everybody involved. And, when there's a big shot to be taken, he's not afraid to take it.
He's probably one of those players that the opposing team finds any way. Do you see any gimmick defenses trying to contain him at all?
They've tried a couple times already this year. They've tried to go a little bit box and one with him, you know, chasing him around. And I've just had to tell him, you know, don't get frustrated with it. You know, just keep your teammates involved.
And that's the key right there, is just not get frustrated and know that the team is not made up of one, or if they try to take you out, you've got four other guys on the floor with you.
Yep. And he's starting to learn that because he hasn't had this kind of pressure on him before. But, you know, he sees how it opens up when they're just all on him, you know, all eyes on him. So he's doing a nice job with that.
John Johnson is the boys basketball coach here at Hartford High School. Do you have many guys on the team? When you get into some of the smaller schools, the Class C and Class D schools, I think maybe you see a little bit more. Do you have plenty of multi-sport athletes on the squad?
Yeah, most of all of our players do multi-sport. They'll do the two or three sports a year. I mean, I think William has been a two or three time All-State soccer player as well. Garrett Johnson was the starting quarterback. Moses Barraza was an all-conference receiver. So, yeah, all of them are contributing to every other sport in the program.
So you have the majority of the team coming in already in somewhat of shape then?
Somewhat shape, yeah. Basketball is a little bit different beast because it's a – you know, it's an explosive sport,
it
so
is.
They got to get their explosive muscles in shape for that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people take that for granted and don't realize that. We've talked about this with other coaches and athletes as well. And, you know, being in football shape is different than being in basketball shape, or being in soccer shape is different than being in basketball shape.
Yeah, absolutely. They did, and they find that out the first couple of weeks they get into conditioning that. It's just different muscles. It's different lung capacity. It's a whole different beast. But it's good that they are doing something else, you know, leading up to other sports.
So again, the rest of the way this you know, this season, I asked you, it seems pretty balanced in the conference. Do you anticipate one team? Does one team in the conference have the capability of running away, or do you think it's going to be a pretty decent fight down the stretch?
Well, I hope not. I hope not one team runs away. You know, I think we're getting our ducks in a row here, so we should be able to make a push. But Cassopolis right now, like I said, they're still undefeated, and everybody else has one or two losses under their belt. So right now we're all chasing them.
You know, with the conference alignments and all this, you were in the conference with Water Elite right down the road. Now that conference, you know, rivalry is gone. Do you still have a chance to get them on the schedule, though?
Yeah, we scheduled them for a home and home this year to make sure that rivalry stays consistent, because that's a nice rivalry we've had for quite a few years now. So we played them away, and now we're going to get them at home. So.
Yeah, there are certain rivalries that you just don't want to lose, right?
Right. Yep. That's a good gate for both. That's good for the communities, and it's a born rivalry, so we wanted to make sure we kept that.
Next up on the schedule is what, tomorrow night on the road at Mendon?
Tomorrow night in Mendon. So we can check this one off, you know, with we would have already been to Centerville, White Pigeon, and Mendon. So we're getting our long ones out of the way early in the season.
Hopefully you're not paying for the gas.
No, but we're paying for the long bus ride. It's okay. It's okay. Like I said, we're going to check all three of those off the dates already.
But those road trips you just mentioned, in Mendon, you're at All Clair, at Bangor. At least they're saving on the electric bill, I guess, in the gym, because you haven't been home a whole lot, have you?
Yeah, we have not been home very often. This past Tuesday when we played Bloomingdale, it was the first time we've been home in 4 weeks, and then we hit the road again. So,
wow.
You know, down the stretch, it looks like we're going to get a lot of home cooking.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're hitting the right time of our season right there.
That's going to be nice. We talked about this with Nick and the community support. Do you notice a lot of the community coming out and supporting these guys?
Yeah, they do a really nice job with the fans and the community. The kids, even when you go into a grocery store, local grocery store, they're all telling you, you know, this and that. And they do a nice job here at home games, and even we travel really well for away games. So even the long ones, you know, the Centervilles and the White Pigeons and things like that, you get a nice following still.
So, again, last time out, 71-60 winners over Bloomingdale, and hopefully you can just kind of keep that momentum rolling now.
That's the hope right now.
And make sure everybody stays healthy.
Yep.
And keep scoring in double figures.
That's it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for swinging in. Congratulations on the win the other night, and good luck. Again, a couple of road trips coming up before you return back home.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yep, we're just going to get back on the road.
That's all you can do, right?
That's all we can do.
You look at the schedule, and wherever they tell you to go, go, you go.
Wherever the yellow bus takes us.
All right. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Hartford High School. The road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Waterville Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Michigan. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Just past 7:30 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. A road trip has us at Hartford High School. The road trip brought to you by Realtor Ryan Art, United Way of Southwest Michigan, Six Specialty Meats, and United Way of Southwest Michigan. Quick check on scores on the quarters. It's brought to you by Rogers Foodland. Shop now for pickup or delivery. Now get Rogers Weekly Flyer at RogersFoodland.com or at Town Crier Wire. Men's college basketball last night. Lake Michigan College defeated Grand Rapids Community College 89-81. Women's basketball had Lake Michigan College over Grand Rapids, 64-59. Western Michigan lost to Eastern Michigan, 69-67. Central Michigan down Northern Illinois in women's basketball, 81-78. In the NBA, the Pistons lose to Toronto, 96-91. The Bulls fell to Golden State, 119-112. Boys high school basketball last night, Eau Claire fell to Decatur, 69-36. Girls basketball had Decatur over Eau Claire, 51-7. Cassopolis beat Dowagiac, 44-42. In wrestling, Lakeshore was a winner over St. Joe, 9. Niles beat Portage Northern. Mattawan defeated Gull Lake. Again, our road trip has us at Hartford High School this morning. Time for us to turn our attention to girls basketball. And A.J. Jackson, Angela Saldana, and Jessica Cortez are with us. And thanks for getting up, ladies, and good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Right. Thank you.
Congratulations on the season so far. Well, you guys are, what, 7-2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations on the start.
Thank you.
I guess each one of you, it might be the same answer, it might be a different answer. 7-2, what do you think has been the secret to the success? Maybe it's not a secret. What has led to the success so far this season, do you think?
I think what led to our success so far is how we play as a team. We're pretty close, so I think that helps when we're on the court and off the court, having that kind of bond. We played with each other for a long time now, so we know what we're going to do. So having that connection on the court really helps us.
Jessica, what do you think?
We just have a great team chemistry. And we just bond very well with each other.
Yeah.
And we know how we play.
Okay. So. AJ, what do you think?
Yeah, like they said, we have a great team, and we also have some great coaches. I mean, we wouldn't be as far as we are without them. They're like the glue that holds us together.
Now, for you young ladies and for the rest of the team, I'm not going to have you do any trash talk or anything like this, but when you look at the schedule, especially in the conference, who's like the one team, who's the bigger rival for you guys that Hartford always looks forward to playing? Do you have one of those big rivals? Like in college football, everyone, you know, in these parts talk about Michigan and Ohio State or something like that. Is there that big rival you always look forward to playing?
I think just because of how close we are and communities-wise, it's probably Bangor.
Okay.
It's just like growing up, you have those communities you just never want to lose to, or you you just want to, I don't know, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Right, yeah. There's a certain team that's, you know, okay, if there's any team I don't want to lose to, we can go 1-19 as long as that one is against that that one team, right?
Yeah.
Jessica, for you, is there one team you always look forward to playing?
Yeah, Bangor most.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. AJ?
Same. I guess maybe Waterville too, even though like we're all kind of like the same. Mm-hmm. But yeah, both of those teams only because I feel like we could beat them and we're so close every time, so it's kind of hard.
Now, each one of you, how long have you been playing basketball? Do you remember when you first started playing basketball, AJ, for you?
I actually first started playing basketball when I was in elementary. They had, it was like third grade, they had like a little AAU team and I played for them.
Oh, okay. All right. Angela, for you?
I've always played when I was younger because my dad really liked the sport and my brothers did, but I mainly started my school career in like middle school.
Okay. Jessica?
I started in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. All right. You mentioned team bonding and how close this Hartford girls basketball team is, how close you are on the court and off the court and stuff like that. When you guys get together non-basketball related, what are some of the more fun things that you do, or maybe what are some of the funnier things that maybe have happened as a group as you guys get together?
We do a lot of team dinners, so before our games we have team dinners.
Okay.
And I think our humor is what keeps us together. We like to mess around, we joke a lot, we do like some teasing with each other, but it's just like a sisterly bond.
Okay.
Oh. I love, before we play games and things, which brings us more together, we like turn on music really loud in the gym and we'll like dance around and like have a ball. And it's like our little team time, like right before everything starts, right before we have to get down to business. I love it.
Now, who's in charge of the music?
Who gets to put team?
Probably
player,
Chambers.
Cora,
yeah,
and Chambers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chambers picks the best music.
Yeah. Okay. So you just turn it. It's okay. Put the playlist together.
Yeah. We use our phones and we hook it up to the aux, so we have CDs that our teammate Ellie makes for us.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
You mentioned how much fun you have together and kind of joking around and all that. If there's one player that you could single out on the team, it's kind of like the funnier, the team jokester, if you will, or somebody who's always going to lighten the mood a little bit. Is there one player that kind of stands out that's, like I said, maybe the team jokester or something like that? AJ, is there anybody that stands out in your mind?
I feel like it's almost like all of us.
Really?
Honestly. Like, we all like joking around. We all like playing like with each other, so it's really like we all stand out as one.
Okay. Anybody stand out for you, Angela?
I would have to say it's AJ. She's pretty funny. She's always messing around. She makes everyone laugh.
Yeah, AJ.
AJ?
She's really funny.
That's why you said it's the whole team.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is going to say it's you. All right, who's the most serious person on the team? The opposite of AJ. Is there anybody?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say any names. But, her name is Shelby. She has just a serious face. I mean, she's like the nicest girl ever, but she always has a serious face no matter what. It's so funny.
Yeah. She'll crack like a smile for a second and then she'll go right back to her serious face. It's so funny.
Not even a second.
When it comes to workouts and practice, is there one drill that coach put you through that you absolutely dread? It's like, oh, geez, do we have to do this again? Is there one that kind of stands out?
I think rushing layups, but only if we don't make our goal the first time, because you start from the halfway in the court, like you're at the half line, and you like sprint to each court, like one person goes one way, the next person go the other way, and you have to make a certain amount. Like usually our goal is like
85
layups. One time we had like 100. And we have to reach the goal within a certain amount of time.
3 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you don't reach it, then you run for everyone you didn't have. They gave us a couple times to try it, like, to reach it. But that one's pretty intense.
Now, when the season first started, before the first game and all that, do you get together and set any team goals that you really wanted to accomplish for this year?
I mean, we've talked about it before, like, as a team. I feel like we talk about it every time we have, like, team dinners or film watching. We always talk about our goals and what we should get better at, and it's constant. It's not just that one time.
I agree
with AJ.
All right, so you've, first of all, AJ, you said when you talk about needing to get better. So on a serious note then, where do you young ladies think that the team still needs to improve on? Even though you're having a really nice season at 7-2, you're about halfway through the season right now. Where do you think the team still needs to improve to continue this run?
I think keeping our intensity, that's something we've always kind of, not always struggled with, but something that we forget about, is sometimes we'll play to the other team's level instead of how we can play, and we sometimes will come out really slow and laid back. We need to come out high intensity, pressuring like we're supposed to.
Okay.
I think to keep our composure, that's one of the biggest things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think effort, because we write this word down before every game to know that we have it in our mind. So effort is one of the things that we really need to like get down on and just try harder than the other team, play harder than the other team, because that's what wins games, even if you're not like a great team.
So now this question might be one of the tougher ones. You brought up team dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Best team dinner you've had so far this year? The best food?
Ellie's house.
Yes.
Her mom made some really good like lasagna.
Really?
And like, what was the other one? Chicken Alfredo lasagna. It was delicious.
Best I've ever had.
It was also the best one because we had like, we played a game where you put people's names in a cup and you would act out what they usually do on a basketball game, and we all were like laughing, like crying so hard because it was so funny.
I shouldn't have brought that up because the wrestlers are in the next segment and they probably don't want to hear team dinner because they have to make sure that watch what they eat to maintain weight. So I apologize for bringing up team dinner. If you had to pick one person on the team, player-wise, that would be a good cook.
Cora. She can cook.
Yes.
She's well-rounded.
Yeah. She's really
good. She can cook, bake, anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got to check out Cora's food. And then who makes the lasagna?
Ellie's mom.
Ellie's mom. So I got to next time dinner's at Ellie's house, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on the season so far. And good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Our pleasure. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Hartford Wrestling next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Ooh, there's one. Oh, wait, no. Nope, another squirrel. Man, it's a big one. Maybe we can make turkey out of that.
What? No. You're getting delusional from being up here in the cold too long. You know what? We should just go over to Zick Specialty Meats there instead. We could get all the venison products we could dream of, minus the frostbite, of course.
Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs is your source for amazing venison sausages and dried meats, plus cheeses, unique wild game products, internationally inspired sausages, and more. Visit ZicksMeats.com or stop by the showroom.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Our road trip has us at Hartford High School this morning as we continue to talk Indian athletics, and we're going to wrap things up as we talk wrestling with Ty Phillips, Herrick Garcia, and Alonzo Garcia. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll have you guys, first of all, though, what weight classes you guys wrestling? First of all, Ty, for you, what weight class?
Well, I wrestle 112 and 119. It depends on who we're wrestling, because some people don't have a 112 and some people do.
Okay.
I like wrestling 112, though.
You
mostly.
Do?
Yeah.
Is it tough to go up a weight class?
Yes, it is, especially for kids that have been wrestling a while, because they know what they're doing, and this is my second year.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
All right. What got your second year, what grade are you here in our group? Are you a senior, junior, sophomore?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, you're a freshman?
Yeah.
All right. All right. What got you into wrestling?
First
year? My brother started wrestling last year, and I got in the wrestling room with him and started wrestling other kids, and I liked it, so I started wrestling at a tournament, and I got, I think, fourth.
Nice.
So, yeah, and I liked it, so I kept with it.
So you mentioned, your brother was wrestling first.
Yeah, he last year actually won state.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right, because I was going to ask you, if the two of you go head-to-head, can you take your brother?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Herrick, for you, what weight class?
I'm split between 119 and 125.
Okay.
At individual tournaments, I'll usually go 119, but at team meets, I'll go 125 to help out the team.
Okay.
Fill out the weight classes.
Is it tough for you to jump? I mean, it's one weight class, but, you know, and sometimes it is a pretty significant jump. Is it a significant jump for you or not?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, because some of those 125ers, they drop from 130, 135.
So, yeah, you're going up and they're coming down. Yeah, I can understand that. Now, how long have you been wrestling?
This is my first year.
Okay.
I was looking for a way to stay in shape, because I do soccer in the fall and I do track in the spring, and I needed a way to stay in shape in between. So I thought wrestling would be a great opportunity to stay in shape.
Good for you. That's a great. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier. There is, like for you, there's a difference between being in soccer shape and wrestling shape, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, I got to imagine soccer helps you in wrestling in that helping you with endurance, because you got to have an awful lot of endurance in both sports, don't you?
Yeah. I think wrestling conditioning is a little bit harder because it's more physical and it's in a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
So you get drained really quick, but conditioning does help.
Alonzo, for you, what's the weight class?
I'm 189 and 215.
Okay. Is the jump pretty hard for you?
Yeah, it's hard. They're big.
I mean, well, you think 189 to 215, there is quite a bit of weight disparity there. How long have you been wrestling?
This is my first year.
Your what?
Like first year.
It is your first year. Yeah. Now, what got you interested in wrestling? What got you started with it?
Because I go to the gym and I didn't lose any weight, and right now I've been losing more and more weight since I'm doing wrestling.
Okay. Any other sports that you participate in?
Nah, but I'm thinking about doing football this year, my senior year.
Okay, so you're a junior.
Yeah.
And Herrick, you're what year?
I'm a junior as well.
A junior, all right. If you were to pick a guy on the wrestling team that, let's say you had to face in practice, maybe coach has had you do, what guy on the team do you not want to have to face in practice?
Probably Noah Wade.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's big guy.
Big, pretty intense, too?
Yeah.
Herrick, for you?
I would have to say Noah as well.
And then Alonzo?
The same guy, Noah.
Man, I got to meet this guy now. I've asked wrestlers this before, because Ty was standing over there when I was talking with the girls' basketball players, and they were talking about team dinners and all that. You guys have to watch what you eat as far as trying to keep your weight. When the season ends, all right, let's say wrestling season is done, no matter how far you go, what's the first thing you want to eat that you don't have? You know what? I don't have to worry about this anymore. I'm going to eat this. What's the first thing you're going to grab, Ty?
Ribs.
Ribs?
Big old rack of ribs.
You can't go wrong with ribs.
No.
Herrick, for you?
I'd say fried chicken.
Fried chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you can't go wrong with that either. Alonzo?
Same thing. Fried chicken is my favorite.
That's good stuff. Toughest guy that you guys have faced so far, you know, for individually so far this year. Is there one guy that's really pushed you or just been a thorn in your side, a real tough guy to have to face? Alonzo, for you, has there been one guy?
Yeah, this Water League guy, he wrestled like a jerk, and I got to beat him now this year in districts.
Okay. All right. Herrick?
I don't have anyone in particular that I keep seeing and have a tough time against, but there are some difficult people that I'll have to wrestle.
Okay. And Ty, for you, has there been anybody?
Yeah, it was actually last night. This kid from Bangor, he's a senior, and he's really built, so I couldn't get him. Last night I lost to him.
Is there a team that you look forward to going up against? Is there a big rival? We were asking the girls with basketball. Is there a rival that you really look forward to wrestling?
Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd have to go Lawrence as well.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Very cool. Now, other sports? We mentioned Alonzo and Herrick. For Ty, for you, any other sports that you're involved with?
Yes. Football and baseball.
Okay. Of the three, then, is there one that you kind of see as your favorite?
This one, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Herrick, for you, what's your favorite?
I would have to go with soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
All right. And so far, Alonzo, it's been wrestling, but you're thinking about football.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of any sport that you could play, is there a sport that you haven't played that you'd like to give a try?
Yeah, track.
Track?
Yeah.
All right. Sprints or long distance?
Sprints.
It's a lot shorter to go, right?
Yeah.
Herrick, for you?
I don't know. I would probably say basketball.
Okay. All right. Alonzo?
I'd say track, too.
Track? All right. Opposite end of that question then. Is there one sport there's no way you're going to give a try to? It's like, you know what? You know, I know I'm going to stink at this sport, or I do know I stink at it. There's no way I'm going to do it. Ty, is there a sport there's you're going to totally stay away from?
Yeah, basketball.
You don't have the shot, huh?
I don't have the shot. It was...
All right, Herrick, for you?
I would say football, because it's at the same time as soccer, and I've played soccer my whole life.
Okay. All right, Alonzo?
I take basketball. I can't shoot a ball, right?
We got two basketballs and a football. All right, any goals you guys set for yourself coming into the season? Anything you really wanted to accomplish personally for this wrestling season? Alonzo, for you, did you really think about it much going into the season?
I just wanted to win more matches than anything because I thought I was going to do terrible, and I actually started doing way better.
And once you start getting those wins, it gets a little contagious, and you kind of like how it feels, right?
Yeah.
Herrick, for you, any goals?
I wanted to get into better shape if possible.
Okay.
And so far, I think that's been working out.
All right. Ty?
I wanted to make it to regionals.
All right.
Probably win regionals.
So when it comes to following sports, college sports, pro sports, is there one sport that you really follow an awful lot?
Wrestling? Yeah.
All right. Now, would you get a chance? Do you watch that much on television?
Yeah, television, videos, anything I can do.
Okay. All right. Herrick, for you, is there a sport that you watch quite a bit?
Yeah, I watch a lot of soccer and NBA.
All right. Favorite NBA team?
I would have to go Miami Heat.
Oh, all right. All right. I thought you were going to say Bulls or Pistons, but Miami Heat. I like that. Now let me ask you, with you liking soccer a whole lot, and I've asked other soccer players this as well, when you found out that the U.S. did not qualify for the World Cup, what was your reaction?
I was kind of sad because I really wanted to see Christian Pulisic play in the World Cup. He's one of the most promising U.S. players, and I really wanted to see what he could prove.
Okay. Alonzo, any sport that you follow?
I like football and basketball.
All right. Favorite football team?
I like MSU.
Okay. Oh, well, they had a nice season, too. All right. Real quickly, before we let you go then, you've got four teams left in the NFL playoffs. It's probably a no-brainer. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's hard. I don't know because I don't really pay attention that much to the NFL as much as college league.
Okay. Now, next year, you want to make a prediction already? Michigan, Michigan State?
Oh, for sure, Michigan State.
Go green, go right,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Herrick, do you follow the NFL at all?
Yeah.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
It has to be the Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah.
All right. Ty, for you? You following?
Probably the Patriots.
Patriots?
Too.
I think that's what a lot of people are thinking, too. Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming in. I know you got to get to class. We got to cut a course. So we're close, so we got to get you to class. But we appreciate you coming in, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
All right. Appreciate you coming in. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Hartford High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Why me? It's natural for people to ask when their lives and livelihoods hang in the balance. There's no single answer to that question. Hi, I'm Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. At United Way, we do everything humanly possible to provide responses and solutions that protect, improve, and empower lives around Southwest Michigan. Whether it's through volunteerism, our strong nonprofit sector, or community-wide initiatives, change is happening in a big way. We are celebrating our 75th year serving Southwest Michigan. We thank you for your support. We are excited about the work being done in our communities, but we know there's much more work to be done. We invite you to join the fight because change doesn't happen alone. Hope isn't a one-man band, and there's no such thing as self-taught or self-made. We have one life. To live better, we must live united. To find ways that you can be the change and live united, visit uwsm.org.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. That's going to wrap things up for our road trip this morning here at Hartford High School. We want to thank Nick Blackmer, the athletic director here at Hartford, for all the hospitality. Also want to thank for joining us this morning Olivia Zemer and Brianna Johnson, Mariah Chancellor, Coach John Johnson, and also A.J. Jackson, Angela Saldana, and Jessica Carter, Cortez, you should say, and then Ty Phillips, Erica Garcia, and Alonzo Garcia. Thanks to them for joining us here this morning. Also, thanks to Louis Grigecki here on site with us this morning. Scott Bradfield back in our studios. The next stop on a WSJM Sports road trip is going to be New Buffalo High School. We'll talk Bison Athletics next Thursday morning, 7 till 8, here on WSJM Sports. The road trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats. Visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zixmeats.com. United Way of Southwest Michigan inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together, and by Realtor Ryan Arndt. Superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Arndt, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year, 470-6666, or visit ryanarndt.com. That'll do it for the road trip this morning on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.